President Trump's decision to launch more than 50 missiles at a Syrian airbase has stirred debate around the world on what to do next. The Russian and Iranian governments condemned the strike, which came just days after the Syrian government's apparent use of chemical weapons that killed at least 80 civilians. The missile launch has also sharply divided members of Congress. Earlier today, Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, the former vice presidential candidate, spoke with Morning Edition.
I voted to use military action against Syria in 2013 when they used chemical weapons against civilians. But I am very critical of President Trump for taking this action without coming to Congress first. A president is not supposed to initiate war without a vote of Congress. And a military action, a missile strike against a sovereign nation is an act of war.
Joining us now is Republican Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Senator, welcome.
Well, nice to be with you.
And what do you think of President Trump's decision to launch airstrikes against the Assad regime in Syria?
I just am so pleased that he made the decision, that he acted quickly, he acted properly, he acted within his authority. And, you know, there's, Jeremy, there's some other reasons. We've gone through 8 years with a president who's not decisive, a president who did not want to use the authority that he had, and the president who didn't come out with a plan as to how do we handle future problems in Syria and other places where there is a type of genocide that may be going on.
But I'm sure you've seen at this point the tweets from President Trump during the Obama years where he said, do not attack inside Syria.
Well, he said yes at that time. Of course, he wasn't president of the United States at that time, and he had not personally been exposed to the things that happened during this. I mean, just the magnitude of it. So I can certainly see that he would feel differently as president when he knows he can do something about it. He knows he can stop, you know, multitudes of children from being gassed and tortured to death. And I think that's obviously he looks at things differently as president than he did when he was an outside critic.
What do you say to people like your colleague, Republican Senator Rand Paul, who says the president needs congressional authorization for military action as required by the Constitution?
It's not required by the Constitution. He does not need authorization of that. He is authorized, any president is authorized to use immediate limited force, and that's exactly what he did. There's one thing that has been overlooked, what this president, President Trump, has said many times. He said, when we're going to do something, we're not going to advertise it over you guys, over the radio, over the media, because we don't want the enemies to know what we're doing. That's common sense. And so he made the proper response immediately after the tragedy took place, and then he went ahead and did it without the authority, and of course he did not need that authority. So I disagree. I can assure you that Rand Paul is wrong in this case.
But would you want the president to come to Congress at this point if he's going to get more involved in the fight in Syria?
Well, so far that hasn't happened. Let's look, you've got something where right now this has all the appearance of being the proper thing. Look at the people who are supporting us right now. I mean, France, Germany, Iran, you know, Israel, even China is supporting the action that we've taken. And for the first time in 8 years, they know that if a president says something, he will do it and he will act decisively.
Do you think that the U.S. should now lead an effort to remove President Assad from power?
Well, I think that we've actually been doing that, you know, for quite some time. We've wanted to get rid of that individual, and so I don't think that's actually changed. Now, as to what he would do, I think the action that was taken is going to have one step in that direction, because you have outsiders out there that are looking and saying, you know, he doesn't have the strong foothold that he'd like to have. I'm talking about Assad now. And I think one of the reasons for him to take these heinous acts against helpless people is to reestablish his control. I think this did a lot against his maintenance of control.
But there are some people who think that he was emboldened by some of the comments last week from Secretary of State Tillerson and the UN ambassador Nikki Haley, essentially saying that his future is up to the Syrian people.
Well, I think that up to the Syrian people, but how are the Syrian people going to respond to this?
One more question, Senator. Do you think that U.S. airstrikes against Syria in this way put the U.S. into possible military conflict with Russia? Are you concerned about that?
Not at all concerned about that. It's, you got to keep in mind that Russia was actually tipped off before this took place. And I think that Russia will gain a new respect for the United States. And I think that'll be the response more than a fear of a war with Russia. I think Russia will now start respecting us as a world leader and as someone who will use their resources to respond to terrorism.
That's James Inhofe, a senator, Republican senator from Oklahoma. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jerry.